presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
January 4th, 11:20 America, New York. Labor market strength persisted heading into the holidays. Government data from November showed job openings remained high, with rates of quitting and layoffs holding steady. A business in Seattle advertised open positions in November.
BBC News Business.
January 4th, 11:02 America, New York. Amazon workers in Coventry announce strike date in first ever UK walkout. The walkout in Coventry on the 25th of January will see workers fight for what's right, says the GMB union.
New York Times Business.
January 4th, 10:59 America, New York. Former CNN digital chief named publisher of Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Andrew Morse, who was an architect of CNN Plus, plans to team up with Axios to grow the newspaper's digital business.
Global economy.
January 4th, 10:44 America, New York. The financial architecture for global aid needs an urgent overhaul. Organizations cannot continue competing for increasingly scarce resources.
Daily FX market news.
January 4th, 10:30 America, New York. SPX 500. NASDAQ uncertain ahead of FOMC minutes. ISM falls. S&AMP. P500 and NASDAQ futures have remained under pressure ahead of FOMC minutes. While recession rate expectations continue to drive sentiment, stocks remain vulnerable.
BBC News Business.
January 4th, 10:26 America, New York. Sainsbury's to raise pay to at least £11 per hour. It marks the third time the supermarket giant has increased pay in the last year in a bid to keep up with rivals.
New York Times Business.
January 4th, 10:18 America, New York. Meta fined $414 million after ad practices ruled illegal under EU law. The decision is one of the most consequential issued under the EU's landmark data protection law and creates a new business headwind for the social media giant.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 4th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Meta fined more than $400 million for serving online activity-based ads. European regulators ruled the Facebook and Instagram parent can't use its contracts with users to justify sending them ads based on their online activity, a blow to the digital advertising industry.
Global economy.
January 4th, 9:59 America, New York. Sainsbury's raises hourly pay to £11. Move will cost retailer £185 million over course of a financial year. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 4th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Land a new job, with help from the inside. Knowing how to ask a company or industry insider to vouch for you can help you stand out in a sea of applications.
Daily FX Market News.
January 4th, 8:30 America, New York. British pound forecast. Will ISM and FOMC facilitate GBP-USD breakout? GBP-USD trades at a key area of confluence ahead of U.S. economic data.
Global economy.
January 4th, 8:01 America, New York. Resurgent Chinese travel would reset the country's global image. It's not only the spending power of tourism that matters. Views of China will change.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 4th, 7:46 America, New York. Salesforce to lay off 10% of workforce, reduce offices. The business software provider said it will incur about $1.4 billion to $2.1 billion in charges with the move.
Daily FX Market News.
January 4th, 7:24 America, New York. Brent crude technical update. Rising wedge breakdown favors downside. A potential two-day decline in oil prices hints at a bearish continuation if the latest break below the rising channel holds at the close.
Marginal revolution.
January 4th, 7:23 America, New York. Privatization improves airports. Laurent Belcy summarizes a new NBER paper, all clear for takeoff. Evidence from airports on the effects of infrastructure privatization. When private equity funds buy airports from governments, the number of airlines and routes served increases, operating income rises, and the customer experience improves.
BBC News Business. January 4th, 7:15 America, New York. Mortgage approvals sink to lowest level in 2 years. New figures from the Bank of England show that they dropped to their lowest level since the middle of the pandemic.
Digital finance.
January 4th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Warwick Perlmutter's outlook for fintech jobs in 23. The talent hunt for fintech jobs in 2023 is all about the 3Ds, says headhunter Warwick Perlmutter. The post-Warwick Perlmutter's outlook for fintech jobs in 23 appeared first on digital finance.
Marginal revolution.
January 4th, 303 America, New York. My reading program for the half year to come. To be clear, I very much like Lex Fridman's proposed reading list, and I hope to reread many of those books. Most of them are much deeper than their sometimes reputations, I might add. For all the stupid whining about the list, odd that no one is asking why he doesn't read more in Russian.
Marginal revolution.
January 4th, 016 America, New York, beware the dangers of crypto regulation. That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one bit. No matter how strong the temptation, we should not overregulate. Begin with two central facts.